Shed Some Light, episode 243, coming to you on a Friday. Not any Friday, but Friday the 13th. Dun, 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 dun.
Welcome. Do you know why Friday the 13th is bad?
Nope.
Because I'm pretty sure the Pope killed a ton of people. The Knights of the Templar killed them all on Friday the 13th. Not kidding either. Well, fun fact for you.
Wow.
Knights of the Templar were getting too big for their britches. They were running shit. They didn't have to pay taxes. And the Pope was like, whoa, wait a second. That's fucked.
Wait a minute.
Even though we kind of do the same thing, we're the big bad wolf. And so he sent out an order to kill all of them on Friday the 13th.
I stepped in dog poop this morning.
Thursday the 12th. Way worse than Friday the 13th.
I thought that it was like just my bad luck starting. I was like, nope, 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 nope. Can't be having this already. It was early in the morning too, like pre-6:30. That's a bad start to the day.
I think it should be a criminal offense if you willingly leave your dog's dog poop on the ground.
There is... So
I'm not kidding either, by the way.
We've had Dutton for over a year now. There is one singular time that I remember not picking up his poop. And every single time I take him out on a walk, I always keep at least one bag in my pocket. And this time, don't ask me how, the bag flew out.
Did you go back for it?
Nope. I left it.
Was it? Okay. Is it in a neighborhood? Or like in your housing complex that you're in now?
It was in our complex.
That's.
But it was in a. Like, I've never seen someone walking in this area.
Okay, it's a little bit more respectable.
The funny thing is, I was walking Dutton the next day, and I saw the bag that I dropped. It had just blown into the bushes.
I still think you should have went back and got it, but probably. I'm not gonna. That one's a little bit more acceptable. But if your dog's pooping in like a public area, leaving it, you're a fucking loser, and you're also a psychopath.
Yeah, come on now.
Come on now.
Well, let's get into episode 243. We got a lot to discuss. Notre Dame just didn't look good against Louisville, so that happened.
Notre Dame football this year, dead.
Well, 10-2 is still on the table with a New Year's Six Bowl.
Sure, dead.
I don't know. I mean, would it not be the most Notre Dame thing to, lose last second to Ohio State, look like trash bags against Louisville, and then come out and beat USC?
Yeah, I mean, true. I don't understand how we're the favorites.
I saw, like, the funniest tweet. It was either USC Barstool or some, like, USC fan account, and they posted a picture of USC scoring on Notre Dame, and it was like, no one believes in us. And then, like, a Notre Dame account responded back, and it was like, funny thing is, no one believes in us either. Like,
also, this whole thing of, like, nobody believes in you is for any team, is the dumbest fucking thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
Real quick, I want to go back to the Louisville game and talk about this a little bit. Everybody looked so bad, I don't know who to blame. Do you understand how bad everybody unanimously has to look? That I'm like, I can't point to one thing and being like, well, if we didn't do that, we would have won.
Yeah. It was just like... We were, what, four plays in when Sam Hartman threw that pick?
Yeah.
And it was bad just throw. Over from there.
Yeah. And it was, like, the first three plays looked fantastic.
Right.
Three pass plays in a row, bang, 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 down the field. Easy. Interception. Like, I can't, like, was play calling bad? Yes. Did, was execution of the bad plays bad? Yes. Did we run the ball? No. Did we fucking block? No. Did we make the right reads? No. Like, so, like, I don't know who to blame. Like, I don't know if it's, like, the players to blame, the coaches to blame, fucking who deserves the blame, but goddamn, did they all suck.
It was bad all the way around. I saw a stat that, like, the not necessarily top tier, but, like, better than average NFL football teams use pre-snap motion in over 70% of their offensive play calls. Notre Dame did it. I don't know if this was for Louisville or like a season average so far. We're sitting at 18%.
Yeah.
There's just nothing going on offensively these past 3 to 4 games.
Well,
like, the season started off so hot and has gone downhill so fast on the offensive production front.
Yeah. I even saw a play breaking it down further where, like, it's just like basic, like middle school and high school football stuff that they're fucking up. Like, the one play that I saw was that they put Tyree in motion. The cornerback follows him. The cornerback follows you. It means they're a man.
Right.
Because if not, he would have just thrown him off into the other person's zone.
Yep.
So then you know everybody's in man, and then they stacked the left side of the D-line, which is probably mean that's where the blitz is coming from.
Right.
I want to say it was Ke'Bryan Payne. Don't quote me on that. Just tried to block on the right side. Like, fucking, what do you mean, dude? Like, you know where they're coming from. You know that the two dudes, the two linebackers on the left side that they're overstacking are not, like, they're not dropping back in the coverage. They're in man. Those guys are already there. So it's like, what the fuck, why are we moving to the right side?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just didn't, like, that whole game was just like, who could fuck up more was basically Notre Dame's mantra. Like, what side of the ball could fuck up more?
And, like,
I don't want to place too much on the defense because they got put in some bad positions.
Right.
So, like, I'm not going to...
This is, you know, we were riding the Jared Parker hype at the beginning of the season, and I'm not, you know, I'm not...
I'm out on him.
I'm not blaming him for the loss to Louisville, but, like, this is where it goes back to the Andy Ludwig decision and Swarbrick and Notre Dame being willing to spend money. You have, like... Freeman is a new head coach. He's in his second year of head coaching experience. It's tough when you pair a second-year head coach with then a first-year offensive coordinator. Like, you need some sort of veteran presence in the coaching room, right? I don't know. It's that was just a frustrating game.
Yeah, that was just bad. Top to bottom, start to finish. And now we get to go watch a game where it's who's going to suck less, our offense or USC's defense.
It's a very funny matchup of good on good versus bad on bad.
Yeah.
Where I don't know which side of the ball to trust more. USC is such a funny team because offensively, they make me want to poop my pants. Defensively, I don't know if they could stop the local high school team.
But you know that they're going to, like, shut us down,
right?
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
100%.
For sure. They're going to play their best defensive game of the entire season.
By a mile. And the thing, too, and I've said it before. I think I've said it at least. I know I've said it to you. I may have said it on this podcast. I can't fucking stand watching USC's offense. I don't think they, like, they're legitimate, like, the plays that they run don't work. They don't work. Caleb Williams just scrambles around for 10 minutes and then fucking chucks it up to somebody down the field.
I agree with you on that. I think that this is going to be a big game. I think stopping USC is going to come down to Notre Dame's defensive line interior.
Yes.
The edge rushers, I think, have been doing a really good job of getting pressure, and all they need to do is just keep Caleb Williams in the box.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the pressure if Notre Dame is able to get pressure up the middle. That should hopefully slow down Caleb Williams. I want, like...
Somebody to spear tackle Caleb Williams.
He needs to be humbled. He really pisses me off because, like, he thinks that he's just the shit. Like, he goes from one school to the next, and then he puts out the list of the NFL teams that the only teams that he would play for. Like, you can't just go through your life taking the easiest route to guarantee that you have success with everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just not realistic. That's not how life goes.
Not that I ever liked him, but I lost literally all respect for him when he had the quote about if I looked like Stetson Bennett or the dude from TCU last year, Max Duggan, said if I looked like them, everybody would be singing my praises. It's like, no, dude, it's probably because you paint fuck Notre Dame on your fingernails before every game. That's probably why people hate you. Not because you're black.
I just... I want him to get not a targeting call. Like, Notre Dame can't get called for targeting.
Well, but I mean, I don't know about that. They fucking hit him anywhere.
I want him to just get pummeled.
I'm right there with you. But speaking of the game, I saw a headline on ESPN that just – I understand that they have to, like, create content or whatever, but it's just such – to me, it's such a funny headline because, like, the conversation could have been over in 2 seconds. The headline is – the headline was, is this a must-win game for USC? In a world where you basically have to go undefeated to make the college football playoffs, is this a must-win game? No, they can afford to lose that. Like, yeah, dude, every game for a top team is a must-win game.
Yeah.
Like, and then they're like...
You can also say no. I mean, it's not like...
But it is. Like, there's a high probability that the four teams that make the playoffs are all going to be undefeated.
Yeah.
Okay, so then every game is a
playoff caliber team, though.
But if they go undefeated in the Pac-12, they are.
Yeah, the Pac-12 is entering this like nice round robin, like couple weeks.
And then it's funny that this is the season that they're all good, and then everybody's leaving next season.
Yep, going out with a bang.
Washington's my team though, in there. Cause shout out to Michael Penix, slinging it.
Going back to USC, the videos of them practicing for the rain in South Bend crack me up,
dude. The fucking little Orkin hose that the guy's using. He's spraying for pesticides, dog. Punt
returners are getting sprayed with bug spray.
Bro, I was like, fucking, it would have been more productive to legit fucking wheel out a garden hose and just put your thumb over the top of it and be like, psh, here it comes. Like,
turn on the sprinklers?
Something. Dude,
guy had like a little backpack.
He might as well have had a pump squirt gun, and that's what he's shooting this guy with. Like, he's just lobbing it in the air, too. It's not like a direct hit. He's like,
so funny.
I mean, I respect in the sense of, like, you got to try something, but, like, fucking, this is the best you guys could come up with? Like, this is it?
Like, Los Angeles is just its own world out there. And USC specifically, like, this ties into one of my dumb thoughts, so I guess I'll just bring it up now. You know that video from last weekend of Will Ferrell DJing at his son's frat party at USC? Sick. Really cool. It makes me a little bit uncomfortable watching that video because all of the kids at the party just look like college NPCs. Like, they're just like, they're all doing this. And no one can see what I'm doing, but it's just like a slight
fist pump
and a slight head nod. If you go back and watch it, all of them are doing that. And it's like, nice. Like, you just got plopped down in like the perfect sunny college town where there's celebrities and everyone's just like, yeah. Woo.
Yeah, that's probably the better explanation for it. Like, that's probably like Will Ferrell DJing at their frat is probably like the third craziest thing they saw that day.
Yeah. I
was just like, all right, yeah, whatever. We'll move along. Like, I don't know. It's wild, but...
Yeah, it is what it is. I don't know. Do you think Notre Dame's going to win?
I'll be honest with you. Ye of little faith am I. You know what I'm saying? I have very little faith that we're going to fucking compete at all.
I don't know how to feel about this game.
Give me the team from the first four games, I think we win.
There's part of me that thinks that Notre Dame could legitimately go out and win this by double digits. And then I think that it's almost equally as likely that USC wins by double digits.
My concern is that, like, I think to beat USC, you're going to have to score 40.
I was going to say low 30s.
Mid 30s.
Yeah.
We have not seen anywhere close to that as of recent.
Right.
That's my concern.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as USC's defense doesn't just come out and play the game of their lives.
Which we know they are.
I don't necessarily think that that should be super challenging. I don't know. The weather.
Yeah. Fucking bear weather.
Notre Dame weather, dude.
Speaking of the Bears. Bear down. You can't fucking say it. Don't say it.
Why not?
Bear down. I'm kicking you in the nuts still about fucking.
You're
a Colts fan.
I know. I brought it up on the last episode.
Bear down, baby.
Bears won a game.
Bear down. Let's fucking go. We're tied for last in our division.
It was pretty sweet on Sunday, just like sitting back, and I was just locked into red zone the whole day because there wasn't like a single game that
I'd rather play all of our games on Thursday.
Right, yeah, just get it out of the way.
Seriously. Listen, Justin Fields looked fucking awesome. DJ Moore looked fantastic. We draft Marvin Harrison Jr. this year. Fucking Super Bowl Super Bears next year, baby.
Speaking of red zone, this is another one of my dumb thoughts. Why can't we get that for college football? How that hasn't been thought of blows my mind.
I think there are too many games.
So?
You'd just be fucking flipping back and forth.
It should be like for ranked teams.
Sure. I can get on board with that. But still, technically, you could still have 25 different games that you would have to flip to.
Yeah, but not everyone's playing during the same time slot. I want to be able to just put on a channel at noon and have it just kind of run through the plays that I need to see for all of the noon time slot. That way I'm not just flipping back. I'm catching like 2 minutes here and then 5 minutes of this game and then like another couple minutes there.
But also, like, I don't really give a fuck about most college football games.
See, I would rather see college football red zone than NFL red zone. Just because I like college football that much more.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. I like the idea. I'm on board with the idea. Again, ideas, guys. Not execution, guys. Yeah, yeah. But do you have any other football talk?
No, I don't think so.
I got some baseball talk. Have you been watching the playoffs?
No, not really.
So I'll give you
the Dodgers got swept.
I'll give you a little recap. These games so far have been the seemingly least, besides the Phillies Braves, the least dramatic, but also like kind of shocking games I've seen.
I've been thinking about this like every night when I go to bed this week. Did you deem a team this year?
Okay. So.
Or are you going to deem a team?
Well, so I'm pretty sure if you go back to it, I was between the Rangers and the Orioles, and I picked the Rangers, who have not lost in the playoffs so far.
Nice.
I don't think I officially deemed them.
Okay. But I don't remember a deeming.
But the Phillies Braves is the battle between previously deemed teams.
The old deem off.
Yeah. So I feel like I almost have to take whoever wins that series.
Doug Deemadome.
Doug Deemadome. Deeming the deeming teams. Deemed. But so the Astros beat the Twins. Fucking, I wish both could lose. Rangers swept Baltimore. Baltimore just fucking awesome during the regular season. Sucked ass in the postseason.
Good thing you didn't deem them.
Yeah, seriously. Sheesh. I'm rooting hard for the Rangers.
Yeah?
To beat the Astros. Is Dane fuck Dunning the Astros. Still on the Rangers? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. So I'm conductor of the Dane train, obviously. Yep. So go Rangers. Diamondbacks just fucking sweeping the Dodgers.
How about
stick it? Sebi Zavala. I like
the Diamondbacks. If I go back to my previously like other MLB teams pick, it was the NL West. I was just
a fan of the NL West.
And the Diamondbacks, I know, were pretty high on that list, so that's, you know, way to go, Michael.
But then you get to the Phillies Braves. I'm all about this fucking series, dude. There's so much cool shit that's going on in the series right now. Right as we're recording, it's 2-1 Phillies.
Okay.
Game 4 is happening Thursday night, so yesterday.
Oh, you're saying the series is 2-1.
Yeah.
Not an actual game score is 2-1.
No. Okay. It's 2-1 Phillies.
Nice.
Best of three. Okay. Or first 2-3, best of 5.
Okay.
So let me tell you the series real quick. Game 1, kind of uneventful. At Atlanta, Philly wins. They actually shut out the Braves, which is kind of shocking.
You know what they say. Series doesn't start until the road team wins.
Well, it started immediately. Then goes to game two. Game two was sick. Philly's like dominating the entire game. It's 4-0 in like the sixth or the seventh. Braves battle back, 4-3, bottom eight. Braves are still losing. Ronald Acuña Jr. is on third. 3-2 pitch, two outs. Pretty nice slider. Low and away, outside corner. This dude, Austin Riley, hits a nuke with one hand. Like, legit is like reaching for the ball, being like, ah, fuck, I gotta swing at this. This is too close. Fucking nuke to left field. They go up 5-4.
Yeah.
Bottom eight. Fucking insane. Like, if I was a Phillies fan and I saw that, I'd be like, is that dude's got to be on steroids. How the fuck did he do that?
Yeah.
Then you get to the ninth inning. Phillies have a guy on first, one out. Castellanos hits a fucking piss missile to right center field. 3 feet away from being a home run, but like a line drive.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper's on first. Bryce Harper starts like rounding second because he's like, no shot.
Yeah.
Anybody catches this. Cool. Michael Harris Jr. runs it down, throws it in, doubles him up, game's over.
Oh.
Right? So sick ending to that game. Then in the locker room after the game, apparently, Orlando Arcia, the shortstop for the Braves, is just like, as reporters are in there, just saying, I guess continuously saying the phrase, ha ha, attaboy Harper. Like kind of making fun of Bryce Harper for fucking this up.
Okay.
Series tied 1-1 right after that. Game three rolls around in Philly.
Yep.
Right? People got signs. Attaboy Arcia with his slash line from the thing. He's batting 170. He's fucking no hits. Like, dude, they're just ripping him. Tied 1-1, bottom three. Bryce Harper hits a fucking three-run nuke. Like, this ball is pissed on. Hits it, turns to the dugout, does the throat slash, like the it's over. Round second, and just the entire time, he's looking at Orlando Arcia from the second he starts walking out of the box, like staring at him. Rounds first base, still staring at him. Rounds second base, still staring at him. Just being like, fucking, what do you want to say now, bitch?
Yeah.
4-1. Gets to, like, the bottom of the sixth, whatever his next at-bat is.
Did someone hit him?
Nope. They fucking throw a slider, and he fucking hits another nuke.
Oh, come on.
And he fucking stares at Orlando Arcia again, and I loved every second of it. However, maybe not the craziest thing of the him hitting the home run. There is a video of him hitting the home run, and
His eyes are closed.
No, there are just two dudes standing
on the roof. I saw that.
Of Citizens Bank Park.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who the fuck are they? How'd they get up there?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. I thought it was Photoshopped at first.
Yeah.
No, I was like, this is a joke, right? And then I like was watching the video through like ESPN. Like they tweeted it. And I was like, holy shit, those guys are still standing up there.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
I would agree. Although, come to think of it, I'm rooting for the Braves.
Why?
It comes back to my theory of geography. I would rather live in Atlanta than Philadelphia. If I don't have a team, if I don't have a dog in the fight, I go based on geography.
Philly's got Shore Bombs though, IU grad.
Yeah.
And they got Castellanos hitting nukes when bad shit happens. He did it again last night too. He hit a home run, no bullshit. They were talking about like, I think it was like a former Braves manager who's like in the hospital. Like, going through, like, rehab and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, they're talking about him. Like, yeah, he's getting better by the day. Like, it's tragic that he's there. You know, he just really wants to see people hit home runs. And, like, I'm not kidding. The next pitch, as they are saying that, he hits a home run. It's hey. Like, dude, you talk about a national tragedy. Castellanos is going deep fucking every time, dog. Any bad shit happens and they talk about it on the broadcast, you better hope Castellanos isn't up the bat because that ball is fucking gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know who I'm rooting for. At this point, I'm probably rooting for the Braves in game four just to see a game five.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't really care who wins.
Okay.
But I think I then have to deem the winner of that the Team of Destiny.
Ooh.
This is the Team of Destiny series.
Okay.
You heard it here first. Whoever wins Phillies Braves, I'm putting...
They're going to be deemed?
I might put north of 20 units on them to win the World Series.
Wow. How about that?
Team of Destiny. I got one more thing, baseball.
Okay.
So this has been going viral today. This kid, let me read this real quick. Okay, he is one of Arkansas baseball commits for the class of 2025.
Yes, I know.
Cooper Auschwitz.
Yes.
Gotta change the last name almost immediately.
Mm-hmm,
no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a tough one. How do you think they get around it on the broadcast? Auschwitz? Like, because you're going to have to say it.
Yeah.
And they're not. It was the same thing when it was like.
Why can't they just say it? It's his last name.
Yeah, but you remember Kofi Cockburn?
Yeah.
And it was like Kofi Cokeburn. And it was like, all right, you're just not. You're mispronouncing it.
He's got it. Because you know Joe Theismann?
Yeah.
His last name was actually Theismann.
Yeah.
And he changed it to when he was in the running for the.
Heisman.
Joe. Heisman.
The Heisman.
I don't know. What's his first name?
Cooper. It's just, they're going to be like Cooper Schwitz.
Schwitz isn't bad.
I want to hear them say Auschwitz on national TV.
I was trying to, yeah. We're just going to dance around that one. I don't know. Schwitz is good for me.
Like, I'll bet money that there's a 0% chance that they say Auschwitz on national television. Like, I don't know what position he plays. Imagine he's a pitcher. Auschwitz in to close the game. Fucking.
Oh, boy.
Now the big right hand out of the pen.
Auschwitz.
Really dropping the hammer on him today, baby. Throwing that gas.
You can't say that.
That's funny, dude.
Auschwitz bringing the gas.
Bringing the heat today, baby.
Jesus, that's just terrible.
Again,
we don't condone that. We don't condone that. Dutton doesn't condone that either.
Dutton thought that was funny. That was a laugh.
Do you have dumb thoughts? I have one that I wrote down, and it's just like reading this right now blows my mind as to like my thought process around this. I clearly wrote this down on my way to work, and my brain was definitely not functioning at this time.
Okay.
I wrote, morning radio shows. What if your work hours were 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every day?
I would fucking love it. It's my dream. It was always funny, though, because, like, you remember, like, when the big debate, like, when you were younger, was, like, Matt Lauer got paid, like, $20 million a year, and it was, like, would you wake up at 4 a.m. if you got paid $20 million a year?
Okay.
And then, like, back in the day, you were, like, fuck no, dude, I'm not waking up at 4 a.m. You could pay me fucking $100,000, I'll wake up at 4 a.m. every day, motherfucker. Like,
people,
I don't care.
These people are like, that kind of gets like lumped into their job, right? I'm up at 5:30. I don't start then.
Yeah, Dutton.
But like, my morning time doesn't, I don't get paid for that. I got to get stuff done before work. Dutton's got to get stuff done before work.
He's got to get his duties done. All right, Dutton. How about you
cut it out, bud?
Yip it.
He just looks over at us like, what? Rude, Dutton. Anyways, yeah. I don't know. Morning radio show hours are kind of wild.
That's my dream.
That's all I got, though.
I don't have any dumb thoughts, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, that then is where we are wrapping up Shed Some Light episode 243. We'll be back after Notre Dame beats USC. If they lose to USC, we won't be back.
We're not. That's it. We're done. The podcast is over. They lose. Fucking, it's been a hell of a ride. We'll see you guys later.
Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. I'm wishing everyone the best of luck today, Friday the 13th. Hopefully you're not too superstitious. We'll see you when we see you. In the meantime,
keep them cold.
Keep them cold, everyone.